It's Schlereth and Evans on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Ah, good morning. Welcome to it. Happy Monday, although not a great Monday after the Avalanche got throttled again last night.
Boy, that was a butt-whipping. Just a butt-whipping.
Well, they come back home.
Okay.
Game five.
All right.
Okay. As they always like to say, I mean, we even talked about this a little bit after game two. Hey, a series, if you're Vegas, you're consoling yourself with the idea that a series doesn't really start until the home team loses. Well, home team hasn't lost. Avalanche, it's your turn to hold serve. Scott Masters is our Avalanche analyst, and he joins us now. And Scott, I got to give you credit right off the bat. Clearly, you are doing your job because I've already been hearing from Avalanche fans who are like, you got to replace Scott Masters. It clearly isn't an Avalanche fan. He is always negative. Well, I'm actually looking for some blunt honesty from you this morning. How much trouble are the Avalanche in?
Oh, you want me to be blunt? Like,
yes.
What,
blunt.
Yeah. Well, everyone already hates me, so I guess
what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't looked good, right? They haven't looked good for the last nine periods, 9 out of 12. Sorry to be negative, Avs fans, but it's kind of showing its colors right now. The depth, I've said the depth is an issue for me, and it still is. McKinnon in the top line has been fantastic all year. They're struggling now, of course, but what else is, there's no one else to help them. So if you put the lines in a blender and you mix them all up and you come out with something else, well, you take away from your strengths a little bit with that top line that just carried you all season long a little bit. And so it's a tricky situation for Coach Bednar now. And so I don't know the right solution. I don't have it, and hopefully Coach Bednar does.
Yeah, you know, I mean, one of the things that has been, I mean, to me, has just been blatantly obvious is how much better the Vegas Knights have been in a neutral zone, like creating turnovers, being on the Avalanche, not letting them skate free, creating opportunities in transition. It was almost like the first series against St. Louis, how dominant the Avs were in that situation. How do you respond to that if you're the Avalanche?
Yeah, in the first series, it kind of looked like Avalanche were just on a different level, right? A different competition level, just superior. And they were just always a little bit quicker, a little bit heavier on the puck. And it seems that it's switched opposite on this series. And Vegas is, maybe it's not the systems, but maybe they're just the quicker team and harder team in the neutral zone, in all zones, actually, right now. And I think for the Avs, they got it. I don't really think it's their systems or their plays or anything like that, as far as their X's and O's, but I see it as the competition level needs to be cranked up a notch. And I think, Mark, you say it is what happens when you get punched in the nose. They took a punch, and I think they've been wobbly since in the old game two. They were like, whoa, I got punched. What do I do now? And I don't think Avs had the response to it that they needed to. So they need to take that punch, maybe get knocked down, which they have in the last nine periods, get back up and fight again.
All right, as a hockey evaluator with a number of NHL teams, as a scout working in front offices, you've seen playoff hockey, you've seen the ebb and flow of series, and the big cry coming out of Game 4 is Jared Bednar has to make adjustments, and specifically, he's got to find a way to free up the Nathan McKinnon line, get it away from that Stevenson line. How do you do that? Is it as simple as, hey, you're back home, you got the last change, no problem, keep them away from them that way? Is that the way to do it, or is there a different way?
Yeah, well, that's always the hard part, right? I mean, like, the matchups at home versus away, you're always going to, you know, it's hard to keep up with that. It's constant movement, but that's what the NHL playoffs is all about a little bit. I don't have the solution, right? Like, I don't have the way to get Nathan McKinnon free. I think he's skilled and talented enough to do it on his own. He's shown that in the past, but in the playoffs, he needs to do it now, right? Like, he's done it in the regular season, and the best athletes turn it up in the playoffs and in the championship games, and he needs to do that. I don't know if Bednar needs to be on the hot seat for his play. I think McKinnon needs to step it up a little bit. And this is saying, like, I've always said he's the second best player in the world. He is. Regardless if he loses the next two games, he's still the second best player in the world, in my opinion, and I would still go with him. The Avalanche future is so bright that the Avs fans can't get down on it and don't give me a hard time for it. But he needs to take reins of this team, and Landeskog too, and Rantanen too, and Makar, as young as he is, needs to do it as well. It's hard to rely on such a young player, but he's their best defenseman and one of the best players that's going to be in the next 3 or 4 years.
All right, Scott. Well, keep telling that truth, and we'll look forward to it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Scott Masters, our Avalanche analyst, join us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.